Welcome to the 2016 Rally America National Championship, where the best stage rally drivers compete on some of the toughest stage roads in North America. Over 8 rounds of racing through the snow, mud, dust, and forest. Airing coast to coast across the United States, only one radio show is bringing you the action. This is Rally America Radio, powered by the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and we're your home for coverage of the 2016 Rally America National Championship. Game on.
All right, out here in Errol, New Hampshire, with Rally America Radio. I'm your host, Jim Beaver, and we're here at service number one of day number two of the 2016 New England Forest Rally. And man, oh man, looks like David Higgins having a few issues. We're going to see if we can catch up with him and find out what's going on with SRT USA. And it's going to be a real short service here. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to all the drivers. 30-minute service, quick turnaround. So we're going to bounce our way through this service park, see what we can catch up with. And the guys we missed, we're definitely going to get them dialed in later on in the day. But short service here, going to go out and run a couple of more stages. So we're going to see if we can catch up with some of these lead drivers and find out stories and what's going on here at Errol, New Hampshire. All right, got Bucky Lakasic here and finishing up first group of stages on day number two. And car's looking pretty solid, buddy.
Yeah, man, it's fun out there. Stages are really, really, besides a couple boulders here and there, they're really fast and flowing. A lot of rhythm sections. And I just realized I've been playing around. I've been wondering why, like, accelerating out of the turns, why it just feels like all the exits are, like, uphill. My anti-lag, for some reason, wasn't working the whole yesterday, and now it's working. I was playing with it during the stage today, and I actually got it to work. So coming out of the exits, we're way faster. So we're gonna I don't know. We're gonna see where we're at right now, and gather thoughts, and just go out there and learn more.
Yeah. Well, I know you approach this rally. You know, it's progressively get faster and faster. You guys feel like you picked up the pace and running pretty strong now.
Yeah, we're definitely up there with pace, and we're running strong. I still have some things to fix, like some minuses, setting the car up a little bit more, not slowing it, just setting it. You know, confidence with the notes, just working on stuff like that.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Bucky, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yee.
All right, we got David Higgins here, and I know obviously a car sitting here in service. Things didn't look like it went the way you wanted them to this morning.
No, unfortunately, early on in the first stage, there was like a real fast section, full speed, six gear. And last year, there's like a small kick bump before like a left five. Last year, I remember hitting it, having a little bit of air before, but this year, for some reason, we hit the same bump, same place on the road. But whether the road repair had been made different, but we literally hit it, tipped the car right up on its side. Pushed the shock up through the hood and landed, had a big drama trying to get around the corner, but managed to do so and kept the car on the road. But obviously by the time the shock had come through, there was no way we could continue through the other stage, so we just sort of limped to the end of the stage, tried not to slow any of the drivers down, and obviously then after that it's just game over, unfortunately.
So what's up next for you guys? Obviously Ojibwe Rally, and and I know Subaru, obviously GRC program's in full swing now.
Yeah, obviously for me, I've got no firm plans until Ojibwe. So a family vacation planned in a few months because the kids broke up from school yesterday. So looking forward to having a week away with them and then back to business and get down to Ojibwe.
All right, thanks a lot, David.
Thank you.
All right, got Troy Miller here, and how are things looking out there? I know we were just talking about it. David Higgins, having some struggles there, and looks like he's out of the rally. So you guys got to be pretty pumped, moving up a spot.
Yeah, moved us up a spot overall, and I think we're leading SP. We ended up making back the time we needed on the first stage, and we kept making back some time. But I think the guy right behind us ended up going off. We haven't gotten confirmation yet, but that should give us a pretty big gap. Our turbo, we thought we fixed the problem last night. It turns out we didn't. Now we think it might be a wastegate problem. It's something we're not going to be able to fix before the end of the race. So we're just going to be down on power the rest of the race. But that seems to be working for us right now.
All right. Well, got a lot of stages left to run here. And, good luck out there.
Thanks a lot.
All right, got Cameron Steely here, and take us through these morning stages.
They're pretty crazy. Some crazy stuff happened. There's a lot of carnage, a lot of cars off. The roads are tricky, rough, fast, but then they'll have like a tricky slow corner, and a lot of people seem to be over pushing and over doing it in those corners because we probably saw four offs on the last three stages. So it's pretty intense out there. I mean, we're going as fast as we can. Hopefully, we're putting time on Millen. I'm not quite sure. We had an issue on the first stage. One of the cars that was off, no one was out. They're upside down in the woods, so we stopped. by when we stopped, the co-driver was just getting out. After that, then the next car came, and we hadn't heard any word from the driver yet. And then he went by, then Millen came, and Millen stopped. We assessed the situation, and then we realized they were both okay. Millen then let us continue in front of us. So we lost, caught like 2.5 minutes, but luckily we'll get it sorted and figured out with Rally America, and hopefully they do the right thing and adjust our time for that stage and Millen's time, because obviously, you know, we both stopped and made sure everything was right and did the right thing. So,
all right. Well, that being said, you know, we've got quite a few stages left to run today, and you know, what's the outlook?
Just keep doing what we're doing. Push where we can, take it easy where we you know, need to, and watch out for the big rocks. We took a couple hard hits, but I think we're okay. Nothing broke. Didn't get flat, so that's good.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Cameron. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, we got Steve LaRosa here, and no, caught up with your daughter this morning, and she was pretty excited on you know, the way things are, way the rally's you know, coming to you guys, and you know, after a couple stages this morning, how's things looking?
Real good. I mean, we had three real good stages there. They felt pretty fast. We had the second stage this morning, stage five. We ran with a bubbled right rear, so we were a little conservative on that. But the last stage here, stage six, would. Felt really fun, felt really fast, and now we get to turn around and go back out and do it again, so we're looking forward to that. And everything seems to be pretty tight, so we'll see what happens.
All right, well, good luck the rest of the way. We'll catch up with you next service.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right, we got Ryan Millen here, and I just want to catch up with you real quick before you guys head out. I know this morning looks like it was man, it was craziness out there.
Yeah, definitely chaos. We came up a few cars that were off the road, a couple in the trees. I think it was about four cars we saw broken in front of us, and we're starting pretty far up there, so... definitely attrition, you know, as people making mistakes, and the rocks are brutal, course is gnarly, and we're just finishing service, Rav's clicking away, no problem, just get some fresh tires because of the rocks, and go back out there.
All right, well, thanks a lot. Good luck on this next group of stages.
Thank you, sir.
All right, and that is it here from Service Park number one, day number two, 2016 New England Forest Rally, and big news up at top, David Higgins out of the rally. Looks like definitely going to see him back at the Ojibwe Rally here in about a month's time in Minnesota, but his days here at New England Forest Rally are definitely done. Lots of shakeups happening. Cars, sounds like just absolute chaos there in the last grouping of stages. So all those results, you can head over to rally-america.com. Rally-america.com is going to have all your results, updated timing and scoring right there on the front page. Right to the right of the front page, you'll see a button that you can click, take you right over to timing and scoring. RallyAmericaRadio.com. We're going to have you locked and loaded with interviews and updates throughout the day. We're going to have more interviews to come later on today at the next service, and then there at podium interviews at the finish. So definitely want to be tuned in there. You can give Rally America social media accounts a follow. Rally America on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and you can follow me at JimBeaver15 on Instagram and Twitter as well. We're going to be coming at you from the next service here at the 2016 New England Forest Rally, round number six of the 2016 Rally America National Championship, with more interviews and driver updates still to come.